What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Friday morning look. Our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned on Thursday Law 316 of the 18th of August 2022. This regulates situations of conflict of interest in the public service, an initiative that was promoted by the independent deputy, Gabriel Silva. The new law establishes a series of measures to prevent and regulate cases of conflict of interest in the various entities, and it is addressed mainly to ministers, deputy ministers, comptroller, ombudsman, diplomatic and consular chiefs, superintendents of banks, security markets, insurance and reinsurance, and the members of boards of directors that manage public funds. The deputies, the magistrates of the Supreme Court of Justice, the judges, prosecutors, attorney of the nation and administration, the president and vice president of the republic, will also be obliged to follow this rule. The official must not invoke or make use of his position with the intention of having a favorable treatment or a better condition than that enjoyed by the citizens, highlights the law published in the Official Gazette. He must also keep reserve and discretion regarding the information to which he has access. They must not receive gifts, donations, favours, invitations or services under advantageous conditions that could represent a conflict of interest. Each official mentioned above must make a sworn declaration of particular interests with a period of 30 days once they take office. This statement must be updated within the first 10 days of each year, if you remain in office. The National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, will be in charge of conflicts of interest and must ensure compliance with the new law. The President of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly, Benicio Robinson, announced that the budget hearings to evaluate the economic allocations to state entities for 2023 will begin this coming Monday, the 22nd of August. Robinson made the announcement on Wednesday night, and this was when the Commission finished the process of transferring items and the support for the General State Budget for 2023 by the Ministry of Economy and Finance. The Ministry of Economy and Finance team reported that the General State Budget for 2023 fiscal year amounts to $27,162.9 million. The calendar for the support of each state entity has not yet been confirmed. During the support by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, it was highlighted that the budget includes $4,565 million for the health sector, $3.85 million for education and culture, $2,969 million in protection and social security, and $1,704 million for public order, security and justice, $217 million for environment and technology, and $534 million in the justice sector. The Ministry of Health confirmed on Thursday the fifth case in the country, the second recorded, by the way, this week, of monkey virus, monkeypox. Well, according to information from MINSA, the Ministry of Health, a report from the Department of Epidemiology reported that it is a 57-year-old Panamanian patient residing abroad. Likewise, it was explained that this person entered the country last Thursday, the 11th of August, and that he made some visits to family and friends. The patient's symptoms began on the 15th of August with vesicular-type skin lesions, and on Wednesday, the 17th, due to the increase in lesions, he went to the Tocumen Health Centre, where he is clinically evaluated, and samples are taken and sent to the Gorgas Memorial Institute, where it was confirmed that he is positive for monkeypox, specified in a statement from the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health specified that the patient is in stable condition and that he is in isolation in a hospital health facility. In addition, he is subjected to the protocols and treatments established for the management of these cases. It is highlighted that a health person proceeded to carry out traceability to search for the contacts of this person in order to establish prevention and control measures to contain the spread of the virus. Through Agreement 2-2022, the Superintendency of Non-Financial Subjects establishes the guidelines and directives on the obligations in terms of prevention of money laundering and financing of terrorism for lawyers and accountants. The measure explained the regulator is part of the policies to raise the level of compliance with a risk-based approach, with the ultimate goal of strengthening the money laundering prevention system. Daira Carrizo, superintendent of non-fiscal subjects, said that the agreement was born from the existing regulations on prevention and a risk analysis of the corporate sector that was carried out in 2021. The agreement was presented in the morning of this Thursday in a ceremony held at the headquarters of the Chancellery of the Republic. The guidelines set forth in the agreement revolve around four axes: risk assessment, risk mitigation, knowledge of the nature of the business, and determination of the client's financial and transactional profile. Carrizo explained that the initiative is part of the mitigation strategy so that lawyers and accountants can access the risk of their clients' activities, carry out due diligence, whether basic or extended, and have a better regulation on nominee director services. Many of the obligations are already established by the different laws that establish the money laundering prevention regime, but in this document they are being defined more clearly, explained Carrizo. In the provinces of Panama and West Panama, 14 raids were carried out on Thursday to locate suspects involved in the removal of supplies. This is from the Social Security Fund, the CSS. As of 7:15 a.m., 11 people had been apprehended in this operation. Preliminary reports indicate that those captured are officials and former officials of the CSS. According to the investigations, those presumed involved were engaged in stealing supplies in different warehouses of the Social Security, a situation that caused the shortage of medicines in medical centres. This group of people, who presumably formed a removal network, are required by the Prosecutor's Office for crimes against public administration and against collective security. Personnel from the First Superior Prosecutor's Office against Organized Crime and agents from the National Police participate in the second phase of the ISUMO operation, which began in September of 2021. On September the 16th, it was reported that in the first phase of the operation, 12 people were apprehended after raids were carried out at various points in the provinces of Panama and West Panama. During these first proceedings, various medical supplies were found that were stolen from the CSS warehouses with the intention of marketing them, the public ministry reported on that occasion. After 2 days of closure, some owners of small and medium-sized pharmacies opened their doors on Wednesday and carried out an inventory of the medicines that are part of the group that since last August the 15th has had a 30% reduction in its price to the consumer. The scenario in the pharmaceutical sector changed after the technical table for medicines recommended to the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, the signing through the Ministry of Commerce and Industries of a regulatory instrument that will reduce the price of pharmaceuticals by 30%. That group of medicines recently approved by the executive a discount the pharmaceutical laboratories must apply to distributors and these in turn to the pharmacies. In addition, the laboratories must recognize the price differences in the inventory of medicines they have through credit notes to the distributors, and in the same way that the distributors will do to the pharmacies, according to the contractual commercial relationship between each of the parties. The president of the National Union of Pharmacy Owners in Profa, this is Orlando Perez, reported that despite the fact that the executive signed the resolution that allows laboratories to commit to reducing 30% to distributors and these to pharmacies, distributors must first acknowledge the products in stock to the pharmacies. So that later the distributors go to pharmacy by pharmacy to pick up their products or creditors with credit notes for 30%. It will be a bit of a difficult transition, and it could take a week or up to 15 days, he specified. For the moment, small and medium-sized pharmacies will not sell the medicines that appear on the list of Executive Decree 17 of 2022. Now, regarding the fact that now any agent will be able to import medicines directly, Perez acknowledged that individually, perhaps a small pharmacy is not capable of importing. He said that it will be up to them to organise themselves administratively and financially to do it and improve prices. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, and the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, signed Executive Decree 115 of the 16th of August, which repeals Executive Decree 95 of May the 14th of 2019 and regulates Law 1 of January the 10th of 2001. This is on medicines and other products for human health, which allows importation under the health registry. Investigators already have strong indications of the method and tools used by the thieves in the Caledonia branch of the National Bank of Panama, the BNP, revealed the National Deputy Director of Judicial Investigation, Pablo Villarreal. Well, Villarreal indicated that the video surveillance cameras have been analysed and it has been possible to determine the method of entry of the thieves to the bank. Therefore, there are strong indications of how people inside the BNP participated, the type of tools used, and the probable time the operation took. When asked if the theft took place last Friday, the 12th of August, Villarreal replied that it could not be determined at this time because it is within the investigation process. The National Police confirmed on August the 15th that the theft of $748,000 from the BNP branch was being investigated. The public ministry, for its part, reported that BNP officials filed the complaint on the morning of the 15th of August and that the investigation was left to the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office. The National Bank of Panama, for its part, assured that it was collaborating with the investigations and that for now, that branch, inaugurated in 1972, would be closed. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of those things relevant to us this morning. Compiled for you here on The Breakfast Show.